Today on the KMMO Ag Report, I'll be talking deer hunting from the Missouri Department of Conservation. Regular firearm deer season starts next Saturday, November the 14th. Bow season started on September 15th, and we had, of course, the youth season last weekend here in Missouri. But with chronic wasting disease still being found in deer in various parts of the state, the Missouri Department of Conservation is reminding hunters, meat processors, and taxidermists about new rules to keep the disease from spreading. Many states with CWD have implemented similar restrictions on carcass movement. Missouri Department of Conservation Wildlife Health Program Supervisor Jasmine Batten said in a news release, "The detection of CWD in several new areas of the state over the past few years is very concerning, and these regulation changes aim to further slow its spread. The vast majority of deer in Missouri are CWD-free today, and we want to keep it that way. The Missouri Department of Conservation will offer voluntary CWD sampling and testing statewide during the entire deer season at select locations throughout the state. Missouri Department of Conservation will also conduct mandatory CWD sampling for hunters who kill deers in counties of the CWD management zone on November 14th and 15th. According to the Missouri Department of Conservation, the new rules for hunters who kill deer in a county with the CWD management zone are as follows. Deer taken in CWD management zone counties must be telechecked before any parts of the carcass may be transported out of the county. Whole carcasses and heads of deer killed in CWD management zone counties may only be transported out of the county of harvest if the carcass is delivered to licensed meat processor or taxidermist within 48 hours of exiting the county of harvest. The following carcass parts may be removed outside the county where the deer was killed without restriction: meat that is cut and wrapped, or meat that has been boned out, quarters or other portions of meat with no part of the spinal column or head attached, hides from which all excess tissues have been removed, antlers or antlers attached to skull plates or skulls cleaned of all muscle and brain tissue, upper canine teeth, and finished taxidermy products. Regulations have also changed for hunters bringing deer and other cervids into Missouri from another state. Hunters may no longer transport whole cervid carcasses into Missouri. Heads from cervids with the cape attached and no more than 6 inches of neck in place may be brought into Missouri only if they're delivered to a taxidermist within 48 hours of entering Missouri. There's no longer a requirement that cervid carcass parts coming into the state be reported to the Missouri Department of Conservation Carcass Transport Hotline. Now, taxidermists and meat processors through the state are required to dispose of deer, elk, and other cervid parts not returned to customers in a sanitary landfill or transfer station permitted by Missouri Department of Natural Resources. Proof of disposal must be retained for 12 months for meat processors and 3 years for taxidermists. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.